CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. Songs and speeches at the memorial for slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Arizona.
President Trump addressed the packed stadium from a lectern behind protective glass.
None of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk. And neither now will history.
Vice President J.D. Vance spoke of his late friend.
For Charlie, we will never shrink, we will never cower.
And a very impassioned Donald Trump Jr. with a rally cry.
We are all Charlie.
One of the most emotional moments was when Erica Kirk, through tears, said of her husband's killer.
I forgive him.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
A new COVID-19 variant is spreading across the country. The CDC says COVID XFG is growing or likely growing in 9 states. And there are new rules for getting the COVID vaccine, as Christian Benavides reports.
Confusion at this Fort Myers, Florida pediatrician's office.
What are your plans for like future vaccines?
We're not too sure yet.
First-time father Brandon Gonzalez, who's also a nurse practitioner, decided against vaccinating his newborn for hepatitis B, which the CDC currently recommends be done at birth.
We're not entirely sure what route we're going to go yet.
Good morning.
Pediatrician David Butler worries some families are making vaccine decisions based on politics or online research.
Several people were hit with bullets in separate shootings in Indianapolis. WTTV's Zach Myers has more.
There have been a total of 10 people shot in Indianapolis since late last night. Two of those victims have died. Both of the shootings happened on the city's northwest side, about 5 miles from each other. The most recent was in a parking lot.
One person is dead and several others were wounded during a shooting last night at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua, New Hampshire. Evie O'Rourke says her son was killed and tried to shield his family from the shooter.
He saw what was coming and he turned around and went for him. And because his wife and daughter would have been next. I mean, that's where he was aiming.
One person was arrested. Officials say they are working to determine a motive. A man arrested in connection with a shooting at a TV station building in Sacramento, California, faces a federal charge and is back in custody. Annabelle Hernandez-Santana was arrested by local police yesterday, then released on bail. Soon after, he was arrested by the FBI. Police say at least 3 rounds struck the building Friday, hitting a window. No injuries were reported. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
My name is Dustin. I'm the head designer for Cody James, and this is Behind the Design with Boot Barn. The Cody James boots are made in León, which is known as the cowboy boot capital of the world because of their long history of making handcrafted cowboy boots. As far back as the 1700s, they've been making quality boots. So those craftsmen, artisans, are literally passing down those skills from generation to generation. Cody James, only at Boot Barn and at CodyJames.com.
A new study finds certain preparations do help protect homes from wildfires.
The Fire Research Lab at the University of California, Berkeley, looked at damage reports from 5 major fires last decade and found simply clearing a 5-foot perimeter around a home can reduce structure loss by 17%.
5 feet was surprisingly a pretty strong signal, and it makes sense.
Study co-author Michael Gollner says so-called home hardening, like the use of fire-resistant materials on the roof, walls, and decks, can raise a home's survivability to 40%.
The investments we're making are actually going to have a payout.
He says building new homes farther apart can also help. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump has announced he will award Ben Carson the Presidential Medal of Freedom. This marks a third such award Trump has announced this month. Carson, a former neurosurgeon and 2016 presidential candidate, served as Housing and Urban Development Secretary during Trump's first term. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and storms possible tonight, a low around 64. Some showers overnight and into your Monday morning. Also a thunderstorm possible in the afternoon on Monday. Partly sunny in between with highs in the mid-70s. Tuesday, scattered storms and a high around 72. It's 67 right now.
Memorial Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, take me home. Country roads, take me home. Country roads.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Dream of me.
sunbeams find you. Sweet dreams that leave all worries far behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Da 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 da.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations. She's by my
that big white bird, gonna fly right out of here without a single word. But you know you'll break my heart when I want you close. Brand new ring, doesn't that mean love to you? Doesn't that mean anything? If I threw away my pride and I got down on my knees, would you make me beg you pretty please? Don't pour your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I think that maybe I'll just lay me down, cry 400 years.
To go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
I can't wait for take my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up. My home.
started the whole world crying, but I didn't see that the joke was on me. Oh no, I started to cry, which started the whole world laughing. Oh, if I'd only seen that the joke was on me.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury.
We gotta go home.
the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm on over you. And if I can't find my way back home, it just wouldn't be fair. Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Baby, it's you on my mind. Your love is so rare.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stephen Kaufman at the Charlie Kirk Memorial in Glendale, Arizona. Charlie Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, stressed that above all, her husband wanted to do God's will.
My husband, Charlie, he wanted to save young men, just like the one who took his life.
Erica Kirk was followed on stage by President Donald Trump, who praised the late conservative political activist as a master builder of people.
Charlie's murder was not just an attack on one man or one movement. It was an attack on our entire nation.
I'm Stephen Kaufman in Glendale, Arizona. Now with more CBS News, here's Matt Piper.
Vaccine confusion. After a chaotic vaccine panel vote this past week, some states are moving away from federal guidance when it comes to who should get vaccinated. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Many states are now disregarding CDC recommendations. Seven, led by Democrats in the Northeast, formed a coalition this past week. Four states make up a new West Coast Health Alliance, both government groups encouraging widespread vaccinations.
Police in Nashua, New Hampshire are investigating a deadly shooting at a wedding taking place at a country club. Witnesses at the scene say someone struck the shooter with a chair in an attempt to subdue them. Our Lilia Luciano is at the scene.
First responders rushed in after gunfire erupted inside the Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua.